The crowds were thinner on Sunday, the final day of the Southeast Alaska State Fair. But kids were back at the carnival games and rides. Families flocked to the food court for more delicious bites. There's more live music, a disc golf tournament, and high schoolers play a fast-paced volleyball game. Nearby, Harriet Hall houses this year's fair exhibits, where artists and makers of all ages from across Southeast Alaska and the Yukon display their work. By Sunday, the prizes have been awarded. Purple, blue, and red ribbons adorn wall displays of photography, quilts, cases of jams, and wearable art pieces, some that went down the runway the day before. Exhibitor Daryl Giroux of Clukwan is there to collect two beadwork pieces, for which he won division champion and first place, his first entry at the Southeast Fair.
I got a stargazer lily that's probably about 4 by 6 inch. Takes about 6 months to do each piece that large. I also have the wet raven, and it has the sun, the moon, and also the earth in there.
Giroux says he learned beading from his mother, Sally Buratine, who passed away last March.
She taught me how to do all this.
He says the public reception at the fair has been overwhelmingly positive, but still he's missing her. So he's unsure where his beadwork will go next.
Right now I put myself in a predicament where I can't touch a needle until probably next year after the 1 year mark on my mom's death, St. Patty's Day. It's hard for me to start a project because she was always there for me, you know, to say, yeah, that looks like it's good, or, you know, I do this something, you know. She was always a mentor to me on that.
Outside the hall, the disc golf tournament is wrapping up with a group receiving awards and cash prizes. Teolani Baker of Haines is 7 months pregnant and won the women's division for the second year in a row, while her husband Colton Baker won the men's.
The luck, I guess, that's what I think makes it the most fun, as you can't ever get too good that you might not lose.
As the fair winds down, volunteers with Haines Friends of Recycling begin sorting big bags of compost and recyclables from trash as part of the fair's zero waste effort. All fair food vendors are required to use compostable plates and utensils. Chair of Haines Friends of Recycling, Melissa Aronson, says the initiative has had a huge impact in diverting waste and saving money at the dump, and each year she sees improvement.
They used to bring a great big Connex in here and fill it up, you know, sometimes more than once over the course of the fair. This year they just brought one bear-proof, you know, canister. Yeah, so that seems to be really improving. People are really paying attention.
The last event of the fair weekend is the Pie Fight in Ravens Arena, on par with the fair's theme this year, Live Free, Pie Hard. Within minutes, kids and adults are covered in pie as a crowd cheers from the stands. And with that, the Southeast Alaska State Fair is over. It was the first fair since the pandemic, as last year's event was canceled altogether. As a precaution, fair organizers recommended masking and social distancing, but very few people appeared to be taking these precautions. Also, attendees were asked to jot down their names and phone numbers at the entrance in case a contact tracer had to get in touch later. Organizers haven't released the numbers of ticket sales from this year, but they estimate past year's crowds have reached up to 11,000 people. This year was significantly smaller. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.